The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
First move out.
This man here is going to take me by the hand, and he's going to lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz in the right tempo. Fly me to the moon.
There it is.
Let me swing among those stars.
It really is like a phone show, but you got to play the old man. Am I right or wrong? Like you were expecting Ebony and Ivory. I know. Joe Piscopo in Avellino and live. And what is your name, my friend?
Prentice Rush.
Hey, and where are you from?
Washington, D.C.
What exit are we? Where are we in Italy, man?
Avellino.
Listen, man, my family was brought up. By the way, it's Joe on the radio talking to you live from Avellino, brought to you by the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Mr. Adubato is there, and Al is there. Going to the guys in a second, but I'm standing outside a restaurant where we stopped, very emotional, going to the hometown of my grandfather. And I saw my whole family there. And I walk out, and this gentleman goes, "Hey, man, Ebony and Ivory." I go, "Okay, in Avellino."
You can't get away from it, Joe.
So what are you doing in Italy? Just doing an Italy tour?
My wife and I, yes, we're on anniversary.
Oh, congratulations, yeah. Man.
We want to see the countryside, the beautiful countryside.
Isn't it wild?
It's so beautiful.
Good wine in there. It's the Avellino wine. See, that's for my people.
Yeah.
My people.
Beautiful.
You know, you're from D.C.?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
D.C.
You're from Washington. God bless you. You know, and congratulations. Yeah. You're on your honeymoon here?
Yeah.
And now you're on the radio. You'll be able to podcast this later.
Oh.
Podcast it later. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for your kind words, my friend.
Thank you.
And good to see you guys.
It still fits.
Oh, excuse me. Tell Al that. What did you say?
It still looks good.
Oh, thank you. Just working out. Sorry. Very nice to meet. God bless. God bless you guys. So nice to see you.
So, Joe. Joe, I have to ask you a question. So that guy apparently reads John Bramnick's book on, what not to say to people, right? Because he said you look good. Right?
That would have been great if he said, "You look tired." Oh,
he did not say that, Joe.
No. You're so funny. I'm all full of emotion from coming from the hometown of my grandfather. I'm walking in, and everybody went in. Everybody's in. I'm by myself. I took a moment to look over the mountains, you know, outside of this gorgeous, gorgeous province. And the guy comes out and goes, "Man, you and Eddie Murphy are great on Saturday Night Live." Okay, that's great. I'll take it. But let me just, if I can, and Steve is here. Steve Adubato sitting in for us the last couple of days. We appreciate it, Steven, with his busy schedule. And
honored to do it, Joe. Honored to do it.
And Al's been there, which we love because wherever we go, and when I post a picture of.
Did we lose Joe? Joe,
you still there?
We got
Joe?
Him.
Joe, hello?
We'll wait till we get him back.
No, I think we lost him. Joe?
Listen.
All right.
Sometimes,
you know what? We're going to have him call back.
Sometimes the reception in Avellino is not what we want it to be here in New York.
No. And you know what's funny? It's actually, most of the time, the cell phone is fantastic in Italy.
Great.
It's unbelievable.
Can we do this?
Sure.
Let the callers know as soon as we get Joe back, we're going to take him on. A couple of the folks around here thought that we may have been, I'll take responsibility, may have been unfair to the last caller who called in to say he didn't like my point of view.
We ran out of time.
I know, but I wanted to ask him what he didn't like, and he started saying you're a card-carrying member of the fake news media. And I thought to myself, and some may think that's, quote, entertaining, but here's my problem. I only asked, what was it that I said that you disagreed with so we can have an honest discussion? Right. We'll go back. Speaking of respect, let's go back to Joe Piscopo.
Joe, you there? No, wait a minute.
Yeah, I got you now, guys. I got you.
Yeah,
I got
hang
you
on
here.
A second. Yep, now we got you.
Yeah,
now we got you. Got,
you know, dang, I'm sorry, guys. You know, the mountains, I'm surprised this is getting out at all. But I have to tell you, I just want to tell you, and if I cut out again, let me know. But going, they planned this, Steve Perillo planned this. And by the way, the call is sponsored by the Columbus Citizens Foundation, serving the Italian-American community, scholarships for children since 1944. So I wanted to call in, and Steve is there, and Al's there. We got the family there, and we love you for being here. But they put together a special presentation. So when I got into town, they all met me at the city hall, and then the mayor came out, and then all my family was there. The Piscopo's there. The cousins were all there. Maria Gerardina came up from Rome. Albino. These are all my cousins. All the Piscopos. And then you saw there was a monument, and on the side of the monument, in the center of town, were all the Piscopo names, those who gave their lives during the Second World War. And they were all Piscopos from Prata la Sera, the little town about an hour or so northwest of Naples. So now I go, where are we going? We go into City Hall. I take some pictures. I go in the mayor's office. We take some pictures. We're going to put this all up on social media. And then they go, we go to a little theater. And I go in. So it's all crowded with our AM970 family. And they're there. I walk in with the mayor. They break out into applause. They have a screen. They have presentation. They have homemade pastries for us. And we went in. The mayor did a presentation. Paolo translated. And we went in. And then they presented me with a beautiful plaque. And they showed a video of everything I've done. And I was so humbled by it all. And then we took pictures. And everybody who grew up, in the time with my grandfather and his brothers. And then we had a great celebration on stage. And the audience, I almost lost it too. You know, Steve, I went up and I started talking about my grandfather. You know, he was here. He's walking the streets, man.
It's amazing.
And he like left it. I started to choke up. I said, Joe, don't do it. Don't do it. I almost choked up. But they went all out. And then we walked out and Albino goes, you want to see, your grandfather's house, you know? And I said, yeah. So we went around the corner and I saw my grandfather's house where he was brought up, you know?
That's
and
incredible.
Back then, and I'm telling you, we all feel the same way. Again, no matter what ethnicity you are, whether you come from South America or Mexico or Europe or Eastern Europe, wherever you are, it's like you could feel this is what, and I said in a speech, I spoke in Italian, I double checked and I said, these towns like this, are what made America great. That's what people from towns like this all throughout Italy made America great. And they understood it and they get it. And then to see my grandpa's house over there was a very, very, very emotional. So I tell you what, the way Steve Perillo done this with Marco, with Paolo, they have the best tour, but they're beyond tour guides. They become our family. And then the audience, and you listening too, and I know you listen every morning and you're kind enough to stay with us. It's like, you know, you wanted to go. It is so great. We're going to have an announcement on Tuesday. A Tuesday, we have a big announcement. I can't say anything. I'm Italian. I don't talk. I can't say nothing. But this has been such a great success. I want to personally thank Steve Perillo for putting this together and Jerry Crowley for running the whole ship and Frankie Volpe for making it run. And it was just the most moving experience of my life because we have to go back to where we're from. Whether it's Newark, New Jersey, you know, whether it's Staten Island, the Bronx, Queens, in Brooklyn, and then where do you go? Where were you from? Eastern Europe. Where were you? East. All your heritage, wherever you were from, you have to grasp it, embrace it, live it, because that's the legacy that it is our responsibility to carry on the legacy of certainly our fathers, grandfathers, and mothers. And my mother, I got to tell you, my mother would have been so, she was there. She was there in heart and soul, in spirit. I know it. And she's home in New Jersey. And I want to thank my mom. She's the boss of the family, an Italian woman that came through the Great Depression, that came through World War II, and then to hold this family together like I've never seen. She the strength of that woman makes me so very proud. And it all that's why I'm so patriotic in America. We've worked so hard to get here. And now we've got this great country, and I want to hold on to it. So, and I know you feel the same way. So
Guys, thanks for letting me just go on a little bit, but just a true – and, you know, oh, Steve, I'm up there. I'm always I thought I'd start crying, you know, the whole – you know,
of course.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're an emotional people, Joe.
You know what I mean? Oh, my gosh. I swear to goodness gracious. But I tell you, it was really, really, really great. And I appreciate you guys holding down the fort. And now we're going to go in out. We're going to do it with this vineyard. I didn't know Avellino, Steve, had great wine. I'm embarrassed to tell you. I should have known that.
They
but apparently
do.
They have good wine. So everybody's like, I'm looking up. Everybody's bombed already. So
bring some back. And tante grazie.
And you know what else? You know what else I was thinking about, guys? Is we stopped at the roadside on the way up. We just stopped to get some coffee or something. Mm. The roadside, you know, the place we stopped on the autostrada in Italy, they had everything. Al, beer. Yeah. So we said, what are we going to get out? What are we going to get out? We got to get out something. Mm-hmm. They're great. All these Italian beer, but I would have never shipped it back. I never would have carried it.
No, they'd take it. TSA would take it away from you when you got into the country.
Yeah, you know, but we got something.
Drink it.
Why
are you going to, first of all, why are you going to bring it back to me? Drink it while you're there.
I know. Please. Yes, Steve, I had pasta, homemade pasta.
Beautiful.
It was great.
Enjoy yourself. Drink, eat, and pray.
Yeah. You know what? You know, Steve, and I'll let you go into break here. The legacy, the responsibility, the commitment to our heritage. That's what I feel. It's not like, oh, you're going on a fun trip. It's a responsibility to be true to the heritage and legacy that our parents and grandparents worked so hard at. And that's the impetus of the radio show. That's the impetus of my life, being responsible and being as good a dad as we can be. I know Al and
Steve. We feel the same way.
Spectacular dads. And you know what, Al, too? West Point, baby. April 9th, you and me.
November 9th.
November. Yeah. How about November?
What's going on November 9th? Al,
big game.
Is that
West
the West Point game?
That's the Army-UMass game, and Joe and I are going to be there. If you want to get your tickets, it's $74.99. And the website to go to, Joe, if you don't mind me making a quick plug, goarmy.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com.
Wow.
It's $74.99, but you have to get them before October 31st, otherwise the price is going
to
go
up. Actually get to meet Joe Piscopo and Al Cattullo?
You get to hang with us in the box.
Come on. That's
a
deal.
And if you want special requests, I'll yell at you. If you want, I'll yell at you.
Joe, what gets better than that? You come back from Italy, then you're going to the West Point for an Army game, and you're going to meet more fans. You got the greatest job in the world. You know that, Joe?
Steve, you are welcome to go. Do you want to go with us? Because we're going up right after the Gold Glove Awards. And if you want, you're welcome to. Oh, look, we're making mozzarella with you guys.
Do you believe he's just making mozzarella? And, he's meeting people.
Hold the break. Stop.
Hold the break.
Stop pulling your finger out. I want to talk. Frankie wants to say hi. Bye,
Burris. Steve, Al, how are you? You sound great.
Good, Frank.
I've been listening the last 2 days, and we're actually all a little surprised at how good the show sounds without us.
Hey, why don't you just stay there a little longer, see what happens?
You know what? Don't tempt me. Right now I'm sampling mozzarella, wine, and olive oil. So,
now, how much wine have you had, Frank? Let me ask you, how much wine? I don't know. It's about 7:17 in the morning here. I guess it's middle of the afternoon. How much wine have you had today?
Well, you know, I'm only on my fourth glass.
Oh, only
in the last 15 minutes. but this is our first opportunity
to
have wine. I skipped breakfast. Yeah, I skipped breakfast this morning. Usually, I've been having prosecco with breakfast.
Wow.
But so I'm trying to catch up now.
Well, you look
funny. When Arthur,
every picture I've seen, you look very happy.
Here,
you look very happy.
Well, thank
Frank.
Thank you. You actually have a surprising number of fans here, Steve.
I
heard you telling Joe before.
Why is the operative word surprising?
But trust me, no one was more surprised than Joe. I don't know. I heard Joe's last call, but I can't emphasize enough what an ovation Joe got in visiting his ancestral hometown of Prasolatera, La Sera. He was greeted like Elvis. They put together this video for him. The mayor came and gave.
I told him they were going to do it big.
Wow.
Yeah, no, all these cousins, came out and greeted him. Population of the town is less than 3,000. I think literally a third of the town was in the auditorium with us.
Did he have the big thing of Durasan? with him?
I think he's hidden it well in his pocket. He hasn't been openly Durant fanning.
Good.
As all these Europeans have been shaking his hand. But you guys sound like you're having fun. I enjoyed the interview with Shapiro, and we're all listening to you. So thanks for everything. And
we got Governor Murphy coming up later
on. Governor Murphy's coming on.
Oh, Al's friend. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Best friend.
And the only deal was Al couldn't talk to him.
Right.
But Al gave me the questions to ask to him. Right. We'll be fine. Well, hopefully the governor doesn't cancel before now and 9:25.
Well, please let him know that when we're back, he's welcome to come on the show anytime as well. A number of our listeners have some serious questions for him.
Well, by the way, and I want to thank the listeners here, the great listeners at AM 970. We asked for questions. We got about 50 questions, one better than the next one, and that just says an awful lot about the engaged, thoughtful audience here at AM 970. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well, see, you host for a day or two, and all of a sudden the audience becomes engaged and thoughtful.
No, stop.
You know, back to normal
there you go. Frank, we have to take a break.
We actually have to do a show, Frank.
So we're going to...
Go ahead. Joe, hand me the phone. I mean, he didn't give me an answer. Go ahead.
I know.
I want to get back to my mozzarella.
Good. And enjoy the wine, and we'll talk to you guys a little bit later on.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank
Be
you,
well.
Thanks, Frank.
Take care.
All right.
You tell me what radio show in New York just did something like that?
None. And they're huge fans. They want to be there. They're excited.
That's right.
I'm really jealous I didn't go on this trip now.
Next time.
I know I would have had a good time.
Of course you would have. You're having a good time.
But if
they
want me to yell at them at West Point, I'm happy to come by $74.99 and I can...
That's a deal.
Yeah. That's a great deal. Yeah, it is.
So what are we doing now?
We're doing traffic with Susie Cerrone.
Great. And then we'll come back after that. Hey, Susie.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. An accident on the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn-bound upper level at the beginning of the span that has one lane out. There's a crash on the Deegan South at 233rd. You're backed up from McLean Avenue in Yonkers. But in the Bronx, an accident gone off the Bronx River southbound at 177th Street. Pretty bad crash on the FDR southbound at 79th Street. That's in the left lane. You're packed from the RFK Triborough Bridge. Alternate side is in effect. Inbound Georgetown for either deck. Inbound Lincoln 30 is stalled, bus cleared. In at the Holland about 25 from either approach. Crash in Newark 21 northbound by 280. Accident on the Turnpike Eastern Spur northbound by Vince Lombardi. That's in the left lane. That'll be there a while. It's a fuel spill. Accident on 287 northbound at exit 40. We've got delays on the throughway southbound from exit 13 to exit 10. And a crash on the LIE eastbound at South Oyster Bay Road. Only the far right lane is getting by. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and General Rosso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org. 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon's profit plunged 26% in the summer quarter. It cost the company more to speed up shipping. It's Amazon's first weaker profit since 2017, and it wasn't predicted. The quarter included its popular Prime Day sale. Amazon spending is expected to rise again at the end of the year as it invests to provide one-day shipping to more Prime members. Chipmaker Intel reported a stronger-than-expected quarter. Its business improved, and it is raising its expectations for the year. Intel says it was helped by demand for chips used in data centers. Stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial is down 28. The NASDAQ was up 66 and the S&P added 5. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor of MyPillow, appreciates how you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. He is such a loyal, great guy. You can get great discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillow's buy one, get one free. You can also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and you'll get $10 off with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. MyPillow, 800-651-0798.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Absolutely. Anytime I'm not sure, I say Hall & Oates. Steve Adubato here, sitting here for Joe Piscopo. It was great to hear from Joe and Frank and the team out in Avellino in Italy and the Perillo Tours and the folks who have been so generous in making that happen. Hey, listen, I got a lot of calls I want to get into, but real quick, I'm going to mention this. I've got a problem with Mayor de Blasio and, frankly, his wife. My mother was always talking about Mother Cabrini. For those who don't know, Mother Frances Cabrini gave so much to this country. She was an Italian-American immigrant. She did so much good for so many people. There was a poll taken in New York about the most prominent, you know, immigrant, if you will, and she was selected, and they were going to build a statue. And all of a sudden, the first lady in New York said, nah, never mind. We're not going to do it. It's ridiculous. And then the governor jumped in and said the state's going to get involved, and they're going to build a statue to Mother Cabrini. Now, you may or may not know Mother Cabrini. That's C-A-B-R-I-N-I. Check her out. To me, as an Italian-American, as an American, I was disgusted by what the mayor and his wife said about this. They just blew it off like she didn't count, and the city didn't want to be involved. The fact that the mayor's Italian-American as well, I find that even more disturbing. But it's not about Italy. It's not about being Italian-American or immigration. It's just about, listen, I have no idea, like, why you wouldn't respect Mother Cabrini and build a statue. I don't know. Just my thoughts. The telephone number here is 877-970-2999. I want to get some quick calls. Let's go to, is that Frank?
E-Frank.
E-Frank.
Yeah.
We're on the two-minute drill. Go, E-Frank. You got 30 seconds.
Yes, good morning, Steve Alabado. You know, I just want to say this. Donald Trump seems to not care about what's going on with his finances. I know that he signed his power of estate to his two sons before he was inaugurated. He did it in public with his attorney at a press conference. But I see individuals taking names down from properties that he had, like Trump Rank and all those things.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump doesn't, like, say, look, please stop bothering me.
Okay, not exactly sure what that meant. What did he say?
They're apparently at the Trump skating rink in Central Park. They took the name Trump off of it because they don't. The Parks Department did, I think, in part because they don't want people vandalizing it.
Yeah.
If they're angry at Trump or for whatever reason. So, I mean, to me, that's a prudent move because you don't want something like that.
I'm gonna
to
tell you something out that some of this Trump, and this is true. If anyone thinks I'm wrong, tell me. Except I know it firsthand. Trump has a great golf course up in Bedminster. I happen not to play there anymore for my own reasons, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually taken the name Trump off of all the shirts and the paraphernalia there. If anyone knows otherwise, tell me. It's being seen as very controversial and divisive, and some people don't want to buy it because of it. So the Trump name means a lot of positive things to some people and some negative things to others, but man, it is a name that everybody knows. Let's go to the Bronx. This is Joe. Hey, Joe. Steve Adubato here, sitting in for Joe Piscopo. We'll be back next week. The number is 877-970-2999. We're having Governor Murphy come on, New Jersey Governor Murphy coming on at 925. We're going to be talking about tax policy. He wants to increase taxes on millionaires. He says it's tax fairness. We'll find out what he really means by that. Joe, what do you got?
Oh, Joe's not there. Oh.
We missed him?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, Joe.
That's okay. Let's go to Hank. By the way, Hank, how you doing? This is Steve Adubato. Is this Hank who's been tweeting me?
Yes, sir. It is.
It's great to talk to you, Hank. You're a real gentleman, I could tell.
Well, thank you very much, Ed. I really appreciate what you've done yesterday and today, and my hat's off to you. I will tell you that any time you were on in the past, I'd send him an email, okay, I have to go sort my sock drawer now because you're on.
And now? You
know, everybody is entitled to their opinion.
We agree. That's why America's great.
Yeah, and sometimes us Italians, we got to yell a little bit louder on my opinion over your opinion. And, Steve, I got a different opinion about you today. I don't know if I'm going to watch you on PBS, but maybe I'll do that at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, stop. Hold on.
Well, Hank's up late.
Well, hold on.
Late,
so. Hank, we're on every night at 7 o'clock on NJTV and a little bit after midnight on WNET, and we're on the weekend. Stop. It's not 2 o'clock in the morning. But by the way, okay. You don't have to watch me on PBS. The fact that you listen on AM 970 and you're not doing your sock draw, I am honored. I am honored,
Thank you.
Hank.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Number is 877-970-2999. I was just giving a riff before. I'm not thrilled about Mayor de Blasio these days and his wife who are just blasting Mother Cabrini and saying they want no part of her, even though they did a poll. What was the poll did?
They did a poll, and you got to vote between—
What was the question?
Who do you want to be honored? And they listed, I think it was five or six people. Mother Cabrini was one of them. She won.
She was number one.
Right.
And then the first lady said what? Charlene? Is that her name?
Charlene, yeah.
Charlene said, never mind.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
You can't.
It's like the guy who comes in first for the MVP voting, but we like the second guy.
Nah, never
better.
Mind.
Nah.
You don't win.
Nah,
and by the way, the mayor, forget about that he's Italian-American. Forget about the fact that he's talked about his roots from Italy, his family from Italy. I don't care if you're Irish or German or
By the way,
Puerto
he
Rican.
Changed his name. He was Warren Wilhelm and became Bill de Blasio.
Oh, geez. I wonder if
that
helped in New York.
Because he had an issue with his dad or whatever it was, so he took his mom's name, his mom's last name. So it's a disgrace that you didn't sit there and go, hey, Mother Cabrini won. She gets the statue.
And by the way, excuse me, did New York, I'm a New Jersey guy, did
right.
New York elect the first lady or did they elect
Bill
de Blasio?
No, they elected the mayor. But see, here's the thing.
Was
so
it a package deal?
They elected the guy to office knowing full well of what he has done for the city so far, which is not that much.
I'm not a fan of his leadership skills.
They elected him, right? He's constantly late to everything. Then he abandons the city to go run for president, which nobody
that
wanted him to
well.
Run for. He was polling at zero, right? And then his wife... gets money for her Thrive organization, billions of dollars to help
where
mental
that money
health
went.
People. Where's the money gone? We've got 10 cops who have committed suicide. There's more homeless on the streets. Where's the money?
You got to be. Here's my thing about leadership, which we talk about every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Leadership Hour on AM 970. Leaders have to be engaged. They have to be involved. They have to be present. You can't be at the. Listen, I love going to the gym too, but you can't be going to the gym and that's why you're late for a meeting. You can't be going to the gym and that's why you don't show up for things. He's late for 9/11 events. Mr. Mayor, show some respect. And by the way, the Mother Cabrini thing, stand up to your wife and just say, listen, I was elected. We did this poll. Mother Cabrini was number one. You can't just blow it off because you somehow don't like. Don't like what? She's a saint.
Here's the other thing. Jim, he has to go to Brooklyn to go to his gym at the YMCA. There's a gym in Gracie Mansion.
Why can't he go there?
Exactly.
Why
is he wasting taxpayer dollars to have cops shuttle him back and forth to Brooklyn? He says he wants to be in touch with the neighborhood. But yet anybody that comes up to him in the gym to try to engage him about the neighborhood, he says, I can't talk to you.
Really?
You can't have it both ways.
Well, you know what's so interesting? And by the way, I just want to say something. For those who are sitting there going to say Adubato's a liberal, I just want you to realize something. My politics, very simple. I look at a situation. I try to be as objective as possible and express my point of view. I couldn't care less about being supportive of Bill de Blasio because he's a Democrat. I couldn't care less about being supportive of the Clintons, who I bash consistently for what I believe has been unethical, dishonest behavior. While she was a terrible candidate, 2016, I was critical of Barack Obama in my book Lessons in Leadership on his organizational skills, even though I thought he was a great speaker and sometimes brought the country together in a lot of important times. The point I'm making is this. Some of us, we don't fall neatly into boxes, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican. We just look at what it is and decide how we feel. Some of you out there just say, tell me that I'm right, what I believe, and I don't want to hear any other point of view. Sorry, that's just not how I was brought up. I look forward to having the conversation. We continue right after this on AM 970, 877-970-2999. Before we go to the break, I did it yesterday. I'll do it again. It's officially our son Nick's birthday. He's 17 today. He's taking the driving test. Nick, relax. Don't worry about it. Took Daddy five times to get that license. Sorry, that wasn't motivating, was it? What do we got?
We got news.
You got more important news than that?
Well, maybe.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Asbury Park is going to start upgrading its roads thanks to a grant from the Federal Highway Administration. The State Department of Transportation says that improvements will be made to Main Street and Deal Lake Drive, which will include the installation of several benches, bike racks, and trees. Project moving forward following that federal grant, which was awarded to the DOT back in September. Construction on the roads will now be fast-tracked by at least 6 months with the grant money in place. And police in Long Beach Township are saying they busted a pair of contractors who took money for jobs they never completed. Cops say they arrested defendant James Feliciano on counts related to theft and violations of home improvement contractor law in connection to an incident in the township's Brant Beach section. They also say they've arrested defendant William Pendergast on similar counts in relation to an incident in Barnegat Light. Both have been processed and released with future court dates, but anyone who allegedly feels they've been victimized by these suspects is asked to contact the township's police department detective bureau. In sports, Rangers five-game losing streak over. They routed the Sabres 6-2 at MSG. Islanders have won five straight. They beat the Coyotes 4-2, and in Thursday Night Football, it was the Vikings over the Redskins 19-9. Sports is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Sunny skies and 54 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic alternate side in effect. An accident on the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound. Upper level has one lane out. Crash on the Deegan stop at 233rd. That's been clear, but you're still backed up from Yonkers on down. FDR stop at 79th Street. A pretty bad accident in the left lane. You're solid from the RFK Triborough. Inbound George, not too bad. 10 to 15 for either deck. The inbound Lincoln is 30 from an earlier stalled bus. In at the Holland, 30 from either approach. Crash on 21. North and a 280 accident on the turnpike eastern spur northbound by Vince Lombardi in the left lane. New York State Thruway southbound sluggish from exit 13 on down. And an accident with single laning on the LIE. It's eastbound at South Oyster Bay Road. Only the far right lane gets by. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy and 64 tonight, partly cloudy and 52 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy and 62. A very rainy Sunday with a high of 67. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Football fan, are you? Yes. Patriotic American? I know you are. AM 970 and Army Football are bringing you a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you cannot miss. For the first time ever, we will be hosting the ultimate Army game fan experience at the iconic Mikey Stadium. For a short time, you will have a chance to buy VIP tickets to the November 9th Army game against UMass, and you'll get to experience it with me. That's right. These are exclusive tickets that you cannot get anywhere else. Your VIP fan experience will include a parking pass, game ticket, VIP pregame party at the suite in the Kimsey Center, food and beverage. And you'll get to enjoy all of this with us. And even Big Al's going to be there. We're offering an early bird special price of $74.99 if you purchase your ticket before October 31st. That's right, $74.99 for a ticket, parking, food, drink, and the Army football experience of a lifetime. Just head to goarmy.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com. For your early bird special price tickets. Prices will go up and tickets are limited. Get them while you can. I'll see you at the Army game. GoArmy.eventbrite.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Monday, October 28th at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and then again on Tuesday, October 29th in Midtown Manhattan at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO, my friend, Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
I'll tell you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that I have seen personally from Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
You notice, Shelly? You notice?
Of course I do.
Oh, my.
This is actually the Charm team song.
Unbelievable. Hey, great song. That was the Smiths.
Yep. And how soon is now?
How soon is now? And that was Morrissey singing?
Yeah.
Now, why do we do that? Not my favorite music, but it is the favorite music of the young man on the line right now. Turning 17 this morning, taking his driving test today. My son, our son, Nick, how you doing, Nick?
Doing all right.
Nick, I know you woke up a little while ago and you get a driving test. We played the Smiths for you. Al Gattulo found the Smiths.
I know.
Did that pump you up?
A little bit.
Man, I tell you, kids are rough. Hey, Nick, how do you feel about the driving test today?
A little nervous, not going to lie.
Al, share with them your parallel parking story.
Well, Nick, I took the driver's test in New York 3 times. I failed at the first 2. First time was because of parallel parking. Just take it slow. Take it easy. You'll be all right. The second time, the guy failed me because I didn't put my foot on the brake when I put the car in drive, and he failed me immediately, even though I did the entire test perfect. And the third time, I finally passed. So just take a deep breath. Take it nice and slow. You're going to be okay.
Nick, how motivating are we?
Thank you.
Come on. You're feeling good about today.
Yeah. Listen, I am, though.
Listen, you should be. We're proud of you. You're a junior at Seton Hall Prep. You're a hardworking student. He works on a regular basis. I want you to know, Nick, I'm talking for every father out there, every parent out there whose kid is turning 16, 17, 18, whatever. This is a big birthday for you. Mom and Dad couldn't be more proud of you, buddy.
Thank you, Dad.
Go out there and get him, son. And don't worry. Right. It took me, like I said, 5 times to get that license.
Yeah.
Go. Isn't it amazing? Like, we're all pumped up. My son's like, okay, I got to need a cup of coffee first. He has to have his espresso every morning.
Really?
He does. He has espresso every morning.
Wow. Now, we got movies.
By the way, Jeffrey Lyons is shot out of a cannon. My son, we got to, like, drag him out of bed. Jeffrey Lyons is ready to go every week. Jeffrey, how you doing? Steve Adubato here.
Oh, I liked doing your show a while ago. That was great. I got a new book coming out in September about our friendship with Ernest Hemingway. So I hope maybe we can do something there about the book, he said in a shameless plug.
No, absolutely. And by the way, Jeffrey makes reference to my nightly PBS series on public broadcasting. It is called One-on-One, and Jeffrey was absolutely fabulous, as was Joe when he came on, as was Al Gattulo when he came on. I have all my friends on. That's what's great. Hey, Jeffrey.
I understand Al likes beer.
Just a little bit, Jeffrey. He also knows it better than anyone I know.
My son-in-law, Al, is the American representative for a Swedish beer company.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, I'll get the name of it. And he went to Stockholm, and then he went to Germany to sell it there. And I forget the name of the company, but he's all out and up to his ears in the beer business.
Very cool.
Hey, Jeffrey, let's get to some of the movies. Can I get like 30 seconds on each one of these? Because I'm fascinated by this Terminator thing. What do we know about the Terminator?
What we know is that we've exhausted the subject. robots are coming from the future to try to kill a young woman who may be the leader in the future of the rebellion. And I think it should be called enough already. But I think I don't think it opens till next week. So I may have indicated it as one of the ones I'm doing this week. But what do you expect? An old coward drawing room comedy? Of course, you're going to have special effects. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it, and lots of wonderful special effects, it must be said. But we'll get to that in detail next week. Another film that I thoroughly recommend, however, is called Black and Blue.
Yeah, is that a rookie policeman in New Orleans?
Yes, it stars Naomi Harris, who was Oscar-nominated for Moonlight as the drug-addicted mother, and Tyrese Gibson, who is the coolest guy in any movie. And she's a veteran of 2 tours of Afghanistan, and she witnesses a murder. And certain people are trying to kill her. I won't give any of it away, but there's house-to-house chases, and the bullets look real, and it's a thrilling one-on-one police, cops and robbers, good guys and bad guys. Then there's a little sedate movie called Frankie with Isabel Huppert, and it's filmed in Sintra, a beautiful part of Portugal, a lot of tree-lined streets, and she's there with her husband, played by Brendan Gleeson, who's a welcome addition to any cast, and her ex-husband and her son. And
Is Greg Kinnear in that?
Yes, he is. A little bit miscast, but Greg Kinnear is in it also. And Marissa Tomei, who I always like, and she always calls me her guy because I was the only one who picked her to win the Oscar for My Cousin Vinny.
And by the way, she was in also a great movie. I'm sorry, I don't know movies well, but I do know The Wrestler, and she was fabulous in The Wrestler.
Yeah.
I just want to say
I thought that he should have won the Oscar for Best Actor.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, absolutely.
We agree.
Just great in that movie. Mm-hmm. And then there's a movie called The Current War. It's not about a war going on now. It's about a competition in the 1880s between George Westinghouse and Thomas Alva Edison. And Edison had a light bulb up to lasting 12 hours and using DC direct current. And Westinghouse's rival said, no, AC, alternating current, which is the one we use now, I guess, is much cheaper. It's a little more unstable, but it's much, much cheaper. Now, I give them credit for making a movie about that, but it's kind of dry when you think about it. Hey, let's go see that movie. I wonder if AC or DC is going to win, you know. I don't know that what kind of business it's going to do, but I give them credit for doing it. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Thomas Edison, and Michael Shannon plays Westinghouse. So there's a lot of
Michael
good actors
Shannon there. From Boardwalk Empire.
Well, also, Michael Shannon is in a wonderful new movie called The Motherless Brooklyn, which I saw yesterday, and I'm going to do it next week. And he's an actor who
That's
always brings
a
backstory.
He's great.
Brings a backstory. And I give him credit, and the look of the 1880s is fascinating. But it left me a little bit – I was going to say it needs a little spark, but you think I'll be making a cheap pun. But it's a movie about science, and those movies usually don't attract big crowds. Mm-hmm. But at least I applaud the effort.
Can I ask you this one? Is it next week that you're going to wind up talking about a movie that, along with so many others, I'm looking forward to?
The Irishman?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, and it's 3.5 hours.
Whoa.
And anything over 2 hours, I expect to see chariots and Egyptians and sandals and swords, or I need an aisle seat, you know?
Three and a half hours.
Yes. Hitchcock said tell it in 2 hours. But Scorsese is also a great filmmaker. He knows what he's doing. I'm going to wait to see it on Netflix, and I'll see it, and I'm looking forward to it. But there are some really good movies coming out for the holiday season, and I saw one yesterday, as I said. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes. It's called Motherless Brooklyn. It's with Alec Baldwin playing sort of a Robert Moses type. And when you think of it, Robert Moses had unbridled authority and power and was never elected to anything.
No, but he built everything in New York and New Jersey, particularly connecting the two states.
But couldn't he have built a fourth lane on the LIE where I'm going to be stuck in an hour? Just one more lane?
Absolutely. By the way, you're listening to Jeffrey Lyons, the world's greatest film critic. He knows all about movies. By the way, I also want to plug, I don't know whether he liked the Addams Family or not, but I took our daughter Olivia, who's 9.
He did.
She loved – you loved – See?
Yeah, my father knew Charles Adams, A-D-D-A-M-S, by the way, double Ds. My favorite Charles Adams cartoon in The New Yorker is shows at skiing – and it shows the tracks of two skis, and they go on opposite sides of the tree trunk. Picture that.
Doesn't Jeffrey Lyons know?
And the chimney in his house was the back of a plane.
Love it.
So that's that's a lot of fun. It's one of those rare animated movies that appeals to people of all generations.
Agreed.
Usually, you go when you take the children or grandchildren. You take the children and you know if it's the Care Bears meet
you take one for the team.
Oh, yeah, you take an earphone, you listen to the radio while it's on or something like that. But this makes fun of a lot of contemporary pop figures, too. Yeah.
Jeffrey Lyons, you make my job. You make Joe's job every time. Anyone who's sitting in the seat, you make it easy.
Well,
listen, Jeffrey, thank
you.
See
you in September.
I'll have you back on PBS very soon,
all
my
right.
friend. All the best. That was Jeffrey Lyons, the world's greatest film critic. And now we go to... I just ask you where we go and you tell
Susie
me.
Susie Sarong.
Susie Sarong.
Yeah, a little traffic.
What do you got, Susie?
Hey there, guys. Good morning. An accident on the FDR southbound of the 70s is gone, and a stall just cleared off the FDR north, but in the 110s. Crash on the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn-bound upper level has one lane out. Inbound George Lincoln and Holland, basically 20 minutes apiece, alternate side in effect. There is a stall on the Parkway northbound by the Driscoll Bridge in the center lane. Minor delays on the thruway southbound heading out of Rockland. Greenwich, bad accident, single laning on the Merritt southbound near exit 29. And speaking of the LIE, an accident on the LIE easement at South Oyster Bay Road blocks the HOV lane. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to Hone Conti Perino's Risk Radio Network podcast for real deal conversations between F. Michael Conti and Michael Honig, partners of Hone Conti Perino Insurance Agency. They tell it like they see it when it comes to business, and there isn't much they haven't seen. Only on the Risk Radio Network podcast. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-730-1372. That's 800-730-1372. 800-730-1372.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. Love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. When I met Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and the folks at Route 22 Toyota, I saw how it was a family and how they were really there to help. What could we do? And the first thing Iggy said to me, you know that from Route 22 Toyota? And I'm going to tell you the deal that you can get. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You know, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. But you got to be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. This is a great way to get over there. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But when I met Iggy, the first thing he says to me is, what charities do you like, Joe? And I go, well, I go, the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I'm the spokesperson. Steps up. He becomes the man of the year. He makes a personal donation. He gets Toyota to make a big donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. That's where the heart is at Route 22 Toyota. So when I tell you they are there to help you, you won't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. No shenanigans from this car dealer. It comes from my heart. And here's the number now where you can get this great deal. You know, I'll give you a, you got 5 minutes plus. You know, if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way. The brand new customer lounge. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street. But yeah, you can start here. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
All right, Al Catullo, Steve Adubato here, filling in for Joe Piscopo, who is off with the whole gang in Italy. We've got a couple of nice days ahead, but some serious rain coming up on Sunday. Isaac Longley's got the weather for us this morning. Isaac, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well.
Excellent.
Yeah, looks like today, high pressure is going to lead to a mix of clouds and sunshine, turning mild this afternoon, the high 65. Then we'll have a few clouds around tonight, the low 53 in the city, 40s in many suburbs. For tomorrow, high pressure will lead to a mix of clouds and sunshine once again, the high up to 63. Then it turns out cloudy tomorrow night. We'll have some rain arriving late in the city, especially west of the city, later on tomorrow night, the low 55. Then for Sunday, cloudy skies and breezy with periods of rain, which could fall heavy at times. We'll have a late day high of 68.
All right. Sounds good, Isaac. We will speak to you next hour. So rain Sunday. Not happy about that. But I'm off on Monday, so, and it's supposed to be really nice.
Good for you.
Which is good.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Hey.
Yes.
Steve Adubato here. And the number, listen, I want to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a respectful, honest conversation about something that matters. I'm looking here at all the papers. By the way, do I hear music in the background?
Yes.
We're going to break?
Yeah, we got about 50 seconds.
Okay, here's ready for this? Yeah. Here's the deal. I want you to call 877-970-2999. Here's what it is. I'm looking at Lindsey Graham. I watched him last night on Fox and CNN and everywhere else. And he said this process is a sham. He rips the fact that the Democrats are having these impeachment hearings, this inquiry in private. When we come back, we're going to listen to what Lindsey Graham said about this and why it was so terrible. He's not the only one. The president said it was secret, it was secretive, it was a sham. But we're also going to listen to Lindsey Graham and Mike Pompeo when he was a congressperson just a few years ago, say that this process is the process in the House of Representatives. It's exactly the way you need to do this process. You can't have every member of the committee. And by the way, there are Democrats and Republicans in that committee. And then we'll have a conversation about it. Call now.
Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. There's a proposal that would ban cars from more city streets since the success of a car-free 14th Street. The city has started looking at similar busways across 34th and 42nd Streets. In addition, local community board 5 is thinking about banning cars on 49th and 50th Streets near Rockefeller Center all year round. The board is going to hear a presentation Monday night about the proposal. Mayor de Blasio is opening up Gracie Mansion to trick-or-treaters. De Blasio and his wife, First Lady Charlene McRae, who have donned costumes in the past, will be hosting a Halloween party tonight at the East End Avenue Estate. Gracie Mansion will be open to ticket holders all weekend and decked out in Halloween decor. In sports, Rangers over the Sabres 6-2. Islanders beat the Coyotes 4-2. Thursday Night Football, it was the Vikings over the Redskins 19-9. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970. The Answer.